It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sometimes golf is a pain in the butt. You hit your ball in the trees and then you live out the putt. But if you've got a little time, and come and spend it with us. Cause now you're listening to the rough.
Hello, 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 and welcome down to yet another episode of the Rough Cut Golf Podcast. And I have to start today with alarmingly good news. You are listening or watching, if you are perusing YouTube, to the number one golf podcast in Guatemala. Thank you very much,
yes,
the good people of Guatemala, for choosing us as your number one source, wow, of golfing entertainment and information from your ears. I am joined with Mick, with Jacob, with Kieran to discuss what has been happening in the world of golf, both online and offline, in the other place, as we now like to call the tour. How are we all, gentlemen? Are we well?
Very well, yeah.
Very good.
Feel better now knowing that we've got Guatemala locked down.
Yeah,
locked down. I thought we were 10th like a couple of weeks ago.
So did we just go up the charts in Guatemala?
Do we need to just call out a country and then we just...
That's what, yeah, is what happens when you work hard.
Fair enough.
We've worked hard to capture the Guatemalan audience, and it's those, now paying off.
Those targeted ads are really working for us.
Yeah. All those comments of people going, these ads are in the wrong language. It's because we're targeting Guatemala.
Gotta love it down there. I know where I'm going to go on holiday. So we have basically so much to get through today. The Golf Bidder videos have come out. We've got a bit of fallout from there that we'll kind of chat through. We've got Scottie Scheffler being Scottie Scheffler. We've got Nelly Korda being Nelly Korda. And also, hero of YouTube, Wes Bryan almost winning on tour again,
gutting,
which we'll get to. And then, of course, we have Guess the Player, everybody's favourite golf quiz, especially our good friends in Guatemala. So
clearly.
Hole in one last week, I heard.
Yeah.
That's what it was, yeah.
Well done, Kieran, again.
Big John Rahm fan.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I think, first of all, we'll kind of preface this by saying we've just come back from Ireland. We're going to cover that whole trip next week. We filmed and did a podcast with Podrick Harrington, which was fantastic. And we got up to quite a lot in that week. Very, very intensive 7 days on the Emerald Isle. But let's start with YouTube golf news. Well, should we do like a news segment?
YouTube golf news. Wait, let me see if some of these little...
Oh, this could be anything.
YouTube golf news.
Oh, there we go. That was okay.
Oh, that wasn't.
I now know which
that
one it is.
Actually, wasn't too bad. Was that the middle one?
Yeah, it's the middle one.
Okay.
YouTube golf news with Peter Finch. So
the Golf Bidder Challenge is out now. Unofficially, it's the start of the golf season when the Golf Bidder Challenge comes out. Mm-hmm. It's a toss up between that and the Masters. And I think we might actually be able to claim it now.
Until you play in the Masters.
well, we would do the Golf Bidder Challenge within the Masters. So
could you imagine?
I play my final round with 500 quid's worth of clubs.
By the way, I've always obviously wanted to play Augusta. If I wouldn't have wanted to play it if in the conditions that the Masters were actually held in this year.
Very windy, wasn't it?
It was absolutely brutal. I was thinking, like, what what I would shoot around there. And if I managed to break 90, it'd be unreal.
Yeah, you'd be thrilled.
Be utterly thrilled.
Which part of your game would struggle the most?
I think putting. Like, by the looks of what was going on that day, I think the fairways are still relatively wide, but actually hitting into those greens and holding them and not three-putting every green would be incredible.
It wasn't so much the case on the Thursday when it was a little wetter. They went out later in the day. The greens were slightly more
softer
receptive.
And
you know, Bryson was just murdering everyone in that first round.
We should say that he physically wasn't killing anybody at Augusta. The investigation is still pending. So
allegedly, you've got to say allegedly.
Yes. Talking about murder on the golf course, the Golf Bit of Challenge. So
yes. God.
It was one of the comments that... we kind of got a lot of prior, but also after the match, about how the match should have been over after like 13 holes, how should have absolutely decimated Rick, how it shouldn't have even been a contest.
Yeah.
I think I would like to say, and let's just kind of put this out there, in golf, there's no guaranteed results. In any sport, there's no guaranteed results. United were 3-0 up against Coventry City yesterday and then should have lost. Like, there's no guarantees. And let's face it, Rick is a professional golfer, and if he has a good game, he can still play well. He can still shoot some good scores. Admittedly, I didn't have my best stuff. And it went, you know, it went all the way for retention's sake.
I will let, I mean, if you're in the Discord, you will have seen, because I screenshotted Pete's message and put it in the Discord. But when I asked Pete about this very subject, I said, mate, like, the way you've been playing, this should not have gone all the way down 18. Of course it did, which is fine. And then Pete's just like the coldest response of all time. He just put, I like to play with my food. That was, I literally stopped and I thought, that is one of the most... the most gangster things you've ever said. I even saw the glasses come across your face. You know, the ones from memes.
Okay. Yeah.
It was wild.
If he said he's playing with his food, he certainly played him out of it. Cause it was like two under. He was two up at one point.
Yeah. I was pushing my peas around the plate, but it was just a case that it's not a guarantee with those matches as well. There is cause we'd seldom kind of play together much at the moment. It's one of those things where we need to, the nerves are there. Like, it's actually quite a nervous kind of game, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was a bit of a scrappy affair. Obviously playing with new clubs that we hadn't used before.
Hello.
Just some random people walking into the room.
Welcome to the Rough Cut Golf Podcast.
Come sit down.
I mean, obviously using clubs, and it can go either way. Like, sometimes you can put your clubs in the bag and they are incredible and you just absolutely love them and you connect with them straight away. It wasn't probably quite like that, apart from my lob wedge. Everything else was a bit of an unknown, and it was a bit scrappy. But as people have been saying in the comments, like, for a lot of people, like, this is the start of the golf season, which is absolutely wild.
Which makes complete sense because, you know, more viewers will watch the Golf Bit of videos than will watch the Masters, I imagine.
You know what? I wouldn't even disclaim like that. Might be close.
I'd like to see the numbers.
Yeah, I would. I really would. We have had some stuff come out about Masters viewership, though, haven't we? And it's not great.
It was down. So Masters viewership this year was down 20%. So this was the lowest it's been in a few years, and it's definitely not a correlation, because it's just an overly simplified way of looking at it. But our views, and generally a lot of other people's views this year, have been going up by 20%. Yes. It's actually that figure
flipped over to the other side.
Yeah.
Now, I personally, well,
welcome, by the way.
Yeah, welcome. Personally, I don't believe that it's as simple as that kind of transference. There's obviously a lot of other factors at play, but I think it showed that, like, realistically, one of the big things about this Masters, and one thing which we were maybe a bit more excited about than other people, evidently, was the LIV guys and the PGA Tour guys coming back together, and that being like a really big narrative. You know, the best players in the world all playing together again, and it didn't it didn't really seem to kind of pan out into viewership.
I think they kind of like each other too much. Like, they're all quite pally now. You know, I wanted Brooks and Rory to get into a fight on the range. Or, you know, I wanted Phil to, you know, cause a problem or say something horrible in a press conference. But they were all just like, oh,
should we
go
mates?
I
think we've already kind of reached or gone over the peak of that animosity between two tours. 100%. I think everyone's kind of now together. I mean, Rahm came out and made some quotes and said that not everyone was completely welcoming and, you know, was glad to see him back kind of thing.
Yeah, that would also be my attitude if I shot 19 over for the tournament.
Well, yeah, true. But they, like, even from the Masters, like the groupings that they had, like the last couple of years, it's just been they've kept the LIV guys sort of together, but this time they mixed them up and there was it didn't have the PGA LIV kind of vibe. It was more just, oh, everyone's back together again, which is what I know, Kieran, you've mentioned a few times on the pod, is what you look forward to, especially it's an extra element to the Masters now, is it's the only time you get to see everyone back together again.
Mm. Yeah, it feels like potentially that animosity has burned itself out a little bit, where there was so much of it during the last few years, but obviously with the potential of PIF kind of investing within the PGA Tour, even though that doesn't look like it's happening yet, all of a sudden it kind of like died down and there's maybe a little bit more understanding. Probably Rory is the biggest kind of example of this, is someone who's definitely changed his stance on not so much on LIV, but on the players who went. Now,
because one of his mates went, so he was like, I think to be nice about it now.
I think it's also just like, when the amounts of money, when you actually look at it within the context of the amount of money which is being thrown around, I think Rory probably took a step back and said, you know what, if you're offered like £500 million to go play golf.
Some of them more. Wasn't Rahm's like 600 or...
Yeah.
Didn't Rory...
Dollars.
Rory,
well, I was going to say, how about those 2 days that Rory McIlroy was apparently going to live? Yeah.
That was a very quick rumour. Very squashed.
Yeah, it's just... I think there's an understanding there that, listen, that's an amount of money which is... It transcends anything. It transcends golf. It transcends sport. Like, that is the income of a major multi... corporation, conglomerate, I don't know, whatever the business term is. Like, is it, that's an unbelievable amount of money. That's probably bigger than the GDP of Guatemala. Anyway. Yeah.
Thanks for listening again.
Thank you, friends.
From Guatemala.
Well, I think all of these guys that have signed have said, you know, the kind of one of the main reasons is it because it also transcends generations for them in that it just sets up their kids and then their grandkids and then their great grandkids. It's I think, like you say, Rory and the other guys have kind of sort of seen the money being offered, and it's hard. Any person couldn't look at that and go, no, I don't fancy $500 million.
Like, you get a trust fund, and you get a trust fund. Everyone gets a trust fund.
I mean, I think it shows a little bit like where the interest is as well. So, like, you've had this animosity. Yes, you've had this coming together. Everyone's excited about playing the first major of the year again. But, you know, I've said this quite a few times, and I think it's put a lot of people off because, yes, this money is multi-generational. It's crazy. But for your average viewer of golf, your average fan of professional golf, none of that matters. Like, they don't care about that. You know, the Masters, Scottie Scheffler, for example, who won the Masters, and we'll get onto him in a second again, looks like he's going to win this week again. He's going to win more this week than he won at the Masters, as far as like money is concerned.
So 100% proof is not about the cash.
Yeah. But who... He's going to win two jackets in 2 weeks because the winner of Harbour Town gets that played. Yeah.
That horrible red one.
But, well,
I like that.
If they gave him, I'll take that.
Well, you would have had to earn it, Peter.
Well, that's very, very true. Like, you don't earn the Masters.
You don't.
Well, you can buy your way into a green jacket, I suppose. Through the back door. As in... Through the membership, not as in winning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not suggesting for a moment that Scotty slipped some Marshalls, some cheeky $20.
he did get a dodgy drop on day three, though, didn't he?
So. Yeah, got it past the tree.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Wow. Well, that's what your millions pay. No wonder the payout's less. Half of it goes to the refs.
Yeah, you go in his locker, there's just briefcases in there. Briefcases of cash. So I think it just shows, like, people were excited about the Masters because it is a major. It's because it's about winning a jacket, which is completely ridiculous. It's about having that moment in history. And that's what people really care about. They don't care about if Scotty next week got offered $500 million to go to LIV. it's a story.
Mm. Yeah.
But
it's great for the newspapers.
It's great. Yeah, it's great for people to chat about. It's obviously great for kind of him and his family, or whatever. But actual, the golf fan, they don't care about that. They just want to see the best players playing each other for events that matter, which is why, you know, I don't think Liv is kind of properly punching above its weight at the moment, because even down to those simple things about the trophies being all the same. Like that.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. They're all a little L shape, aren't they?
Now, normally, like, again, nobody really cares about the trophy unless it's really bad or really good.
Yeah.
Because then it gets comments.
Mm-hmm. Examples of really bad.
Dubai Desert Classic is incredible. Yes. That massive coffee pot.
Yeah.
That thing's amazing.
Yeah. Whereas
they don't even lift it up. They kneel down next to
it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Well, same it's like the, with the Wanamaker, isn't it, as well? Like, it's a good job that Brooks wins it so much, because he's probably the only person who doesn't lift it up.
See, when JT tried to lift it.
Can you imagine Brian Harman trying to pick that thing up?
He'd probably shoot it and frame it.
I mean, it's like, that's a bow way to row. The Clara Jug, amazing trophy, history.
Yeah.
You know, these kind of things, you have an image in your mind about them, don't you? Now, you know, the Liv trophies are fine, but they're not going to invoke any. No one's going to can't wait to get back to Liv Las Vegas so they can lift that black weird pole.
Yeah, I think we're going to get off Liv, because I know you lot hate it when we, you know, go around in circles about the differences between the two. And obviously, it's still in, you know, it's a kind of developmental stage. It's a very young golf offering on the internet. But the eventuality, I imagine, would be a company or, you know, a brand coming in and sponsoring Liv Golf Las Vegas event, and then you would lift a large, you know, roulette wheel or a, you know, something ridiculous. It must also be stated that we are actually recording this on Monday morning before Scottie Scheffler has won the tournament. So
is he five shots ahead?
He's five shots ahead going into the, they had to delay because of darkness, so they're going into the, have they got to play the whole last round or just
four holes.
Yeah. Okay, so barring an entire blow up by Scottie Scheffler, he is about to win it.
Mm-hmm. He did it a bad shot yesterday though. One bad
what?
Shot.
Yeah, he hit a bad shot.
He hit one bad shot.
Oh
yesterday.
My god.
Did he chip it in from there?
Probably.
Yeah.
But he made par. Yeah, I know he made par.
So I mean, as we're talking about YouTube golf and then we're also talking about major events, I suppose what's coming out later today is a perfect amalgamation of the two.
Yeah.
A YouTube major.
Yes, exactly.
If you are listening right now as the podcast has been released, then later on today, the Myrtle Beach video will be out and people will know
the cue.
What has happened.
The cue.
Not our video though.
Not our video. No. Unfortunately, you'll have to wait until Friday for that one. So you'll be able to see shot by shot of every shot that you hit on the for the round.
I mean, I would.
All 61 of them.
I would.
59.
I would watch both videos.
Absolutely.
I would watch both videos. Obviously, we can't reveal the result just yet because we're still technically ahead of embargo, but watch it when it comes out, and then watch ours on Friday as well. I think you'll be entertained as Maximus Desmus Brutius shouted at the crowd.
Yeah. Your little kind of teaser video I quite enjoyed. The sort of 3.5 minute video they released.
Oh, they were great. I really liked that.
Yeah, it was good. They went to town on the AI.
Yeah, they did. It was good, that.
Yeah, yeah, so I enjoyed it.
An exploding ship with, you know, you were making a... You love a convoluted metaphor.
Yeah.
So did they. They were loving it.
They had a lot of great AI on there. There was a, you know, a shipping tanker that exploded.
I think if you watch all of those little snippet videos one after the other, it's very obvious who the Brit is compared to all the others of the Americans being very...
Dramatizer,
you know,
isn't it?
Yeah, serious.
Like, I'm out here to win this thing.
And we've got sarcastic Pete just going like...
If I don't poo myself, I'll be happy.
A spoiler, I didn't poo myself. Which I think you'll all be very proud of.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you very much. Part of that trip that we did, we actually played Harbortown. That video is out if you do want to check it out as well. Scotty made it look a little bit easier than what I did, must be admitted. It's nice when you film somewhere and then you watch them play. Yeah. Because you realize then like how good they are.
Yeah.
Admittedly, the weather that I played it in was harder than they had from a wind perspective, certainly. They had a bit of rain yesterday. But just to see them play, specifically Scotty play around that course and just ball out and make it look so simple when it's such a hard course is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So good.
You realize how... you know, in that video, and I would like to also personally shout out Kieran for the edit. The edit was exceptional. Well done, sir. In that video, you'll say, right, I want to hit this down the left-hand side of the fairway or whatever, and that's the spot to miss. And your caddy and you were, you know, going through that process. And then you would hit it, you know, in that general direction. It would maybe be, you know, left rough or a bit too far right. Whereas when these guys have conversations with their caddies, they're like, I'm aiming for that blade of grass over there. Mm. And then it lands on that blade of grass. And you're like, oh, it's just like a... It's a different level of good.
It's levels, yeah.
Yeah,
big time level difference. But go check the video out, even though I don't play as well as Scottie Scheffler. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm so surprised.
Which video? Any of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good luck, Scottie, on your final four holes. Go win.
I'm sure you've won already.
And yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think if there's any danger there, really.
There's literally no danger.
Not really.
I mean, this is the level that he's got to now. Like, we are confidently saying he's good. Obviously, having that five-shot lead is exceptionally comfortable. There are some difficult holes coming in.
He'd have to a really bad shot on 17 and potentially another really bad shot on 18.
But water left and water left.
He's got the par 5 16th. That's got water left. But again, it's not super long, so it should be...
He'd have to hit himself.
Yeah,
he would.
Like, he'd have to break
his ankle. Do you know actually what it'll be? Meredith will have to go into labour.
Yeah.
There's a chance.
It's getting closer and closer to the 2 days. At some point, it might happen in an event.
Good Lord.
How many wins will that be now?
Four.
And what was your...
Four, it was last five, I think it was.
What was your... what did seven. You say it was going to be? Seven? No, it's more than
13. 13, he said. 13. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Well, we're getting single digits now.
You see, at the time,
you said
it was ridiculous.
We did mock you a little bit.
But I saw into the future and what Scottie was going to do. Yeah. And he's living up to it.
Yeah. Would 13 wins in a season be some sort of record? Like, what was Tiger's most wins in a season? I'm sure we'll look
I reckon he did more than that.
I believe it was 10 when the 2000.
Mm. Okay.
I thought it was 10.
So if Scottie goes that nuts this year.
If Scottie wins 13 times this year, that is the greatest ever season.
Yeah. He should retire.
Yeah.
You're not doing better than that next year, so like, don't even bother.
It will be it's impossible. He won't do that. It was a little bit tongue in cheek. If he does, I probably should have put some money on it. But
this is the thing. Like, do you actually see him not winning? Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's
can't
hard not to
actually
see how
go
he
into
win.
An event yeah. and be like, I don't know how you're not going to win this at the moment.
Like we said last week, the only thing that will change, the thing that's about to happen to him that's about to change his life forever is becoming a dad. Mm. And the only thing I can see that slows down the win streak, you know, he might get a T2 by accident because he's overtired. Yeah. And, you know, he's got that stress of being a dad on his shoulders now. You're right. Every time he goes into a tournament, it's a bit of who's coming second?
Yeah.
How close can Aberg get to him?
Yeah. What feels even more surreal at the moment in the world of golf is the fact that you have Scottie doing it so well in the men's, and then almost on the flip side, Nelly is just absolutely killing it in the women's as well. Just the pair of them just like leading the charge.
Wild. Absolutely wild.
I mean, she won the Chevron Championship yesterday, so major. That's her second major, but it's also her fifth win in a row. Now, that ties her with Annika Sorensen and Nancy Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
If she goes on to win next week, she's currently down to play. She will then have that to herself
as far as
like a place in history.
That's wild.
She's got a way to go to catch Byron Nelson. I think he had 10 in a row.
10 wins in a row?
I was going to say, I thought he saw 11.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the PGA Tour thing?
I
saw 11.
Hey, listen.
How many times do you reckon Tiger won 5 in a row?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Mm. 4.
Close, 3.
3.
Yeah. 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I forgot about the 06-07 season. I can't remember it being... that dominant, but he just smashed it, didn't he?
Well, how old were you in 06?
Well, yeah, I was 6. I figured about it.
I was probably, I was in year 2, so I probably wasn't watching a lot of the tour golf.
He'd just taken off nappies.
I was more worrying about colouring in inside the lines.
Kieran, where's your word search? Sorry, I was up late watching Tiger win last night, so I was crunching
stats on Tiger last night. God, yeah.
Well, oh, God. All right, in other news, I've learned to tie my shoelaces.
Kieran.
Velcros, always Velcros. Yeah.
Hey, why not? Why? What a great invention, Velcro. That's what I think.
Those Lonsdale plimsolls.
Classic. Jeez. What a classic.
I think she's obviously kind of playing at a level which no one else is playing at in the women's game. Obviously, there is that comparison there with Scottie. I think almost what kind of Nelly's doing seems to be more impressive in some ways. It feels like the depth of the field on the LPGA is probably stronger in comparison to what's going on the PGA Tour, but it feels like Scotty's playing just at this level and no one's kind of quite able to get up to that point.
Yeah.
Whereas like Nelly feels like she's constantly fighting other people off.
Mm-hmm.
And she played some really good golf yesterday.
Which is more impressive.
Yeah, I think so. And just the way she goes about it, her swing is unreal.
Yeah.
Like,
what a swing that is.
Yeah, I want to like stop. Like there's a narrative sometimes when people talk about the women's game and they say, oh, you should watch more women's golf because it's more relatable. So this is a man saying this.
Yeah.
It's more relatable about like the distances they hit and then what they can do. Trust me when I say that it is not relatable.
Yeah.
Like what the top players in the ladies game do, just as it's not relatable what the top guys do. They're unbelievable. The skill level is well beyond anything that your average golfer is going to be able to kind of encapsulate.
Yeah,
so
yeah. The only comparison that, you know, most people lie about how far they hit their driver. Let's be completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll pick the one that they accidentally middled.
Well, it's the furthest drive you've hit. And they'll be like, yeah, that's how far I hit it.
Like, I've hit one 300 once.
Yeah.
So I'll tell people I hit my drive downwind. 300. Yeah, of course I do. The difference is that some of the players on the LPGA Tour, lots of them, their proximity to the hole, their short game, their putting stats are better than almost all of the field on the PGA Tour.
Mm.
They may not hit it as far, but they are unbelievably accurate.
Mm.
So, so good.
They're just great. Just unbelievable players. So it's one of those things where, again, it's a time thing. Like I don't watch anywhere near as much kind of LPGA stuff as PGA Tour or DP World Tour. And also, one issue with it is it's very slow. Like Brooke Henderson last night, I reckon I could have played 9 holes in the time that it took her to play 3.
Really?
Honestly, super duper slow. Well, let me put it this way. On the 9th hole, this is when like the delay from the PGA Tour kind of kicked in, first rain delay. So I was like, okay, so that stopped. LPGA, I'll watch that. And then I realized that I've not watched the most recent episode of Shogun.
Oh my God, if you haven't watched Shogun yet and you like anything.
Amazing TV.
Yeah, if you like beautiful, incredibly shot, well-acted television.
So I was like, right, okay.
You're talking about our videos, right?
100%. Oh, okay. Harbour Town edit. Very good.
There you go.
So I was like, what I'll do is I'll watch this next episode of Shogun and then come back and watch the LPGA, the Chevron, the Major, and then flick between that and the PGA Tour.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I turned it off, they're on the 9th. Watch Shogun, I turned it back on and they were just on the 12th.
And it's an hour and 4 minutes or something. It's long.
What, each episode?
Yeah.
And I thought something must have gone wrong. I thought this can't be right.
Bit of rain delay.
I'm like, yeah, there's lightning struck. Yeah. They had to go off for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of unwatchable, like if it's that long. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I mean, something definitely needs to be done about that.
Well, slow play, that as in that they're taking so much for their routine.
So long, yeah.
Right.
So long. I mean, it was kind of like Brooke Henderson was a bit singled out because she was taking a long time.
She's right. The Patrick Cantlay of the women's game.
I was going to say Brian Harmer,
don't combination of the two of them.
Don't smear her with that. Yeah. With that, that too much? With that unsmiling hunting brush.
Fair enough.
I don't know if Brooke Henderson is a big bow hunter. She might be.
She prefers
she's
the
Canadian.
Rifle.
She's Canadian.
She prefers a rifle, right? Okay. Big scope.
They like hunting up in Canada, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm. Good bear country, there.
Mm, very good bear country.
No idea. He hunts a lot, Kieran.
No. My mate has gone to Canada for a year, and he said there's so many bears.
He's gone hunting bears in Canada. That's illegal. What's his name?
Ashton.
Ashton, the Canadian Mounted Police. Look out for Ashton. He's roaming the woods.
Joining the Canadian Mounted Police.
I can't believe he'd do that. Why would he do that?
Canadians are so polite, though. Should we just kill a bear? Yeah. Would it be all right if I shot you and skinned you?
Well, you know, I hope a bear gets him. If he's hunting them.
No, he's not hunting them.
You're backtracking now.
Stick to your story, for God's sake. Stick to your story.
Did he rule out hunting bears?
He doesn't hunt bears.
He's practically tracking them.
He's got an app on the phone.
Bear tracking app?
Yeah, like flight radar sort of thing.
Bears don't fly.
No, I know, but like it's the equivalent. You know, when you can put flight radar on, you can like zoom in and there's all the different flights. It's just like loads of like bear icons. Bears.
How are they tracking the bears?
Well, I don't know.
That would be a good app.
It's called the Paw Patrol.
That would be a good app because if you go for a hike or... You know, there's one roaming around in your bins outside, you know.
You just get a little...
get a little alert if little it's bear. In like a radius. It like pings on your phone.
Like on Find My.
Yeah.
I reckon there's a dog app out. I've gone so off topic, but I reckon there's a dog. You know how like a lot of dogs and cats get chipped? I reckon there's a secret.
There is.
There is like, I bet there's like a, you know, flight radar of a dog.
There's a guy on TikTok who does it with his cat.
Right.
His cat. He literally just lets this cat roam the world. And he just goes, oh, I'm going to see where my cat is today. And he just like has to zoom further. It's like 7 miles away.
Love
so he's
that.
Like, oh, I'm just going to drive and go see the cat.
16 a Sid, bruv.
Yeah, just goes around, does what he wants.
Excellent.
There you go.
I was going to say, well done on that off topic. I was going to say about time delays. You've been to see live in the stadium NFL before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Is it? My dad's worked on it before on TV when it came to Wembley the first couple of times.
Okay.
Is it right that they stop and stand around while there's an advert break happening?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm thinking.
Right.
You went to watch Shogun.
Right.
They all thought, oh, we've got an hour. They all watched Shogun. And then when you came back, they were like, oh, he's back.
No, I think it was just horrifically so quiet.
I'm trying to defend them here.
I'm going to throw it out there and say that golf is one thing that does not need more commercial delays.
Yeah, that's 100%
true. The incredible pull that they just base their viewership on when you're watching, they go, oh, we'll play now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Pete's gone off. Oh, no, slow down a bit.
Hashtag influencer.
Like the Truman Show.
Exactly, yeah. Maybe you're in the Truman Show.
Oh my God, have you ever thought about that?
I have, constantly. Yeah.
Have you ever tried... to drive down that road, and when you go down, loads of cars come out.
We'll definitely talk about this in the next podcast in Ireland. But Kieran now knows that we're living in a simulation as well. So
what?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was panicking.
Oh,
after
yeah.
About 8 Guinai in the Temple Bar.
Really? He came. It was.
Makes
he
sense.
Goes on his rant, and he. Yeah.
Okay, got to you a bit. Just,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So talking of living in a simulation, someone who you have beaten recently.
Mm.
Nay, destroyed. Nay, humiliated at his own golf course.
It's like you don't even watch our videos.
Yeah. I made the video.
You've been editing too much Swing Quest, by the way, because he said nay so many times.
He did, yeah. In the most recent, what's that one called? Effortless Power.
Mm.
There's a lot of neighing. You're basically a horse. Wes and Billy Horschel go to battle.
Mm.
Two friends of the channel. One man who can't hit a crossbar. One man who hits a flop shot like an absolute demon.
He does. And he did one on the course, actually, the other day.
Yeah. His short game was on fire.
So good.
I mean, it would have been...
Did you get the crossbar reference?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah. It took me a while. it took me a second to get that.
Deep cut.
It's a real deep one, that.
I think with... it was a difficult one because, obviously, you know, we filmed stuff with Billy, got on really well with him. Wes, we just filmed with him. Either of them winning is a really good story because Billy, has not been playing well recently. Kind of had that win at Memorial 2 years ago, which was one of the key events on the PGA Tour, and then just dropped off.
FedEx Cup winner.
Yeah, and it didn't lose his game, because that's completely not true, because he did have some okay results, but compared to how well he had been playing and to the heights that he'd reached before, he was definitely performing at a standard well below his kind of his optimum, and he said that. So to have him back playing great golf, shoot a 63 in windy conditions, put it incredibly well.
Yeah, 9 under final day.
But
record.
Is it?
Tie.
Wow. Yeah. Like, you're not going to... It's going to be tough to beat that. And Wes shot 4 under on the last round.
Yeah, it's hard to almost... Obviously, you can come off and think you should do more, but at least it wasn't like he shot level or over par. Mm. You know, he kind of did his bit, but when someone comes storming from behind like that, it is sometimes quite tricky to hold on and keep going.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just someone else's day.
That's it.
You can play your best and they're just having a worldie and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, his putting was unreal.
It was good. I think it
just shows you what his game's like, because, I mean, absolutely no disrespect to you, Pete, but like, you beat him whilst he shot like 1 over par around the course he plays around every day, and then goes, finishes second and shoots 20 under in a PGA Tour event.
Yeah.
Like, from us filming and playing with him the other day, I would not have said that was going to happen 4 or 5 weeks later.
Yeah.
It just shows you how much of a switch something can just turn and they can just, you know, play so well.
Well, he looked like, from the highlights I saw, like he'd hole a putt and there wasn't no real sort of like celebration. It was just like, it was just game face.
These guys have, you know, he's won the RBC Heritage before. You know, he's a very, very, very good golfer.
Yep.
And, you know, it's amazing. There's one 11 hole match. Does not give an accurate representation.
That is crazy.
That's so weird, isn't it?
No, I don't believe you.
I think it was that sticker that put him off.
Yeah, yeah, his sun protection sticker.
No, the reason why he didn't win is because he didn't wear pink trousers on the final day.
He didn't wear golf attire at all during our match. So maybe that was
the stash as well. I think the stash was quite a good stash. That might have done it for him.
It's difficult to pull off a stash. I think only a few people can make it work. Mm-hmm. And in that context, he made it work. He's a good-looking lad. He can do these things.
I think tall Sam pulls off a stash quite nicely.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can't even see it, though, Sam, can you?
Like, yeah, how's the weather up there?
Could you stash it, Pete? Would you?
No.
Imagine.
I would say I've tried a stash before, and my stash is impressive when it grows, but I don't really have the jaw structure to kind of pull
to
the
get rid of this.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's not actually that this doesn't suit you, it's that you require this to have a chin.
Yeah. It's kind of one chin at the moment. It's just a neck.
Just straight down.
I don't know about you as well, but I did find myself I wasn't really interested in the Scottish Scheffler Harbour Town one. I was always just switching to the next one, you know, always making sure. Because I messaged Carney as well, his videographer, and they have filmed it as well. So
they are there.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. So it's going to be sick.
I mean, it does make a difference. One thing I have to say about Wes as well, like he was on kind of Insta, Twitter, like after his round, he seemed very, very relaxed about everything. He was just chatting to everybody. Well, it was great.
We brought out the Max Homer quote at the end of last podcast, but there was one that Wes came out with before the final day. And it wasn't as philosophical as Max's, but it was just very much kind of like, you know, first, second, last, wherever I am, I'm happy that this is happening.
Yeah.
Just very much aware of the situation and happy of the moment that he's in.
Yeah.
Because he probably didn't think that was going to...
Yeah, in his... Obviously, like in his interview after, I watched it, and it was like he was bummed.
Of course,
really,
absolutely.
Really, but he was like, you know, he was saying about like his wife was having trouble with like sort of pregnancy and stuff like this, and he was saying that, you know, that none of this matters now. I'm just so happy for my kids to see.
Isn't it very strange that in the last kind of 12 months, the emphasis of professional golfers to have a like real "this doesn't define me" mindset has just skyrocketed up. So we talk about Scheffler from the Masters. He was like pretty consistently saying that, you know, no matter how I play here, this isn't the thing that defines my life, you know, my family and stuff does. And then Max Homer again, he like said that he'd completely renewed his mindset when it came to golf, and he was starting to think like, you know, that bad shot is now done and there's nothing I can do about it. Aberg was the same. Wes now, you know, it's incredible. And Wyndham Clark, of course, yeah. Joel Damon, all of those guys.
It was the point I was probably going to make was the fact that we are or have now moved into an era where sports psychologists and sort of the mental approach of the game is far more prominent than it was 10 years ago. Mm. I think you see that even with when we get to these majors and there's guys, you know, fighting out the top. No one really, and I know I don't want to repeat what we spoke about last week, but no one really throws it away that much. Everyone kind of is in that physical and mental state to be able to kind of hold themselves on the golf course compared to years in the past. Mm. So, I mean, bringing it back to Wes, like it's just for us as friends and, you know, for YouTube as well, like everyone will jump across, they'll go watch his video, like they'll be hype around that. It was really nice to see.
Yeah. I think the as far as like sports psychology stuff, I think just that stigma's gone now. But it's all about because they're seeing other people play well who've used sports psychologists. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's why every single PGA player now is in the gym. Mm-hmm. Because they've seen players who are in the gym have an advantage.
Yeah.
It's just the same thing. Like people work with performance coaches, sports psychologists. Okay, they're winning, they're doing well, I will do that. And that's how things just keep progressing and performance keeps progressing as well. Yep. It's so the same in any sport.
Everyone's going to start sliding their feet around in the next 2 or 3 years.
This joker started doing it. So.
Yeah, and I'm actually playing some decent golf. So.
Well, there we go.
What was that tell you?
I liked in the... we're going full circle. Welcome to Full Circle with Mick Warrick. In the golf bidder match, you even mentioned... It came up in Rick's video. He was like, what are you doing with your feet? And you were like, listen, sometimes I have to Scheffler it now.
It's got to Scheffler it, man. It's the way forward, honestly. When I'm shooting 6-under this year, when I'm shooting 6-under on Monday, right, put some respect on Scott Scheffler shuffle. Yeah.
And what does it do? What can it possibly do for you?
It just stops me early extending.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, now the mental game is the only thing that you...
We'll get onto that on the Podrick Harrington podcast.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's a whole different subject.
I have seen the clip.
That is absolutely brilliant.
That's a whole different subject. Yeah. Well done, Billy. And well done, Wes. You know,
Brilliant performance.
Do we know what that does for him in terms of... like continuing with the PGA Tour? Because obviously, at the minute, he's only kind of been playing those alternate events, and obviously a win would have been like guaranteed PGA Tour card and all that kind of stuff.
So I think it's, if you finish top 10, I think you automatically get like an invite to the following event.
To the next one.
But because it's an alternate event from Harbour Town, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I think the next event might be the Zurich anyway.
What is in the next event?
I think it's the pairs one.
Yeah.
I've absolutely no idea.
And he's pairing up with Billy
George Bryan. There we go.
Yeah. Well, I remember them talking about like tweeting and messaging PGA
at Zurich
a few weeks ago. Like, yeah, tagging everyone in and say, you know what would be really good?
Yeah.
And then everyone kind of jumped on board. So I don't know if they got an invite. It would be amazing if they did.
I love the rise of the YouTube golfer into the world of. Outside of YouTube, professional golf is pretty special. So,
what do you think this does for George now? Does he like
probably kicks him on again?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, but
he can't get better.
He's
so good.
Everyone can get better.
Has he won a major yet? No, can get better.
That's
then.
True.
Yeah. Has he won a YouTube major yet? No, not yet.
No, he hasn't. So, if let's think about this now, the majors of the YouTube season, golf bidder video.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Pretty much.
There's not really anything else right now,
and we're done.
Quest for the Open.
I mean, that finishes in a major. Well, hopefully.
Yeah. Someone from YouTube plays in and or wins a tour event, which Wes has got very close to. Mm. What else?
Bryson.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What else from the kind of YouTube world? What would the majors be of YouTube golf?
They have to be created,
yeah.
I think.
So here we are. Make the announcement now. We're creating the first YouTube golf major.
Nah.
Too much work.
There's so much effort.
It's kind of what good are doing, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Like the amount of effort involved is way too much. Yeah.
We've got stuff to do. What is it?
I'm not going to do that.
I
want to watch Shogun.
Wasn't even prepared to get the clickbait out of that. Because he's like,
can't be bothered.
It's just not me.
Clip it.
All organizing stuff like that. I couldn't think of anything worse. That amount of organization, especially with golf YouTubers.
Yeah.
Literally like herding cats.
Yeah.
No chips in them. It's like herding bears.
And we're a full circle. Welcome back.
Do we
to
just
full
get back? Get the raid off. We've got views.
We are heading, but yeah, there we go.
You know what? That would be easy to
that
do.
That would be cool.
Because let's face it, golf YouTubers are not shy about posting where they are.
No.
We could pretty much track everyone, I think.
We could do that.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Golf YouTuber watch.
This is a weird one, but a big shout out to the marathon. This is way off topic. Big shout out.
Kieran went to London.
I went to the marathon yesterday, and I did see Rick. I'm just thinking about radar stuff here. I could see where, like, everyone was. Yeah. It was mad.
It's a lot of dots.
Had like
just a line.
Jim Ratcliffe, Ramesh, Rick. You know, like my cousin. You know, like amazing, unbelievable.
Someone who didn't do the marathon after having promised to do so, Mr. Andrew Carter. See you.
Oh, what? Okay. We're just calling him out.
Yeah. Apparently, he had a double injury, so he didn't get to run. But he's aiming for 2025.
Was he even entered it?
Yeah.
But the boy was training. He was out there doing 10Ks and all sorts.
I don't think it was the London Marathon he was entered. Well, I think he might have been the Bristol. I think he might be getting your facts mixed up. I think you owe an apology if I'm being honest with you.
I think
we don't say anything now. I think next podcast, if you need to come on and apologise, come on and apologise.
No. We're not going to take up podcast time with it. We do it in a video and send it to him privately.
Absolutely. I think he was on holiday having a lovely time with his family, actually.
He was in Cyprus.
Yeah. He was looking after his family.
Trying to relax.
I can't get to his archive. Damn it.
Oh, well.
I actually did message him on Saturday, and I didn't have any beer in me. I just went, I miss you. Literally. When was the last time we saw him? Like, fairway down?
It's messages like that that will not make him want to see you again.
We had a nice chat. He knows, you know.
When you say you had a nice chat, were you just continually messaging
us? It's just all on your side.
Yeah, it's my side. Just
did he say I miss you too?
Yeah.
He did. Okay, well, there we go. You'll be right.
He sent you a link to the...
He did. He just turned his phone around in a mirror.
He sent you a link to the ongoing restraining order.
Right.
So I mean, there's no like YouTube majors, but there certainly is podcast majors for us, which is... Guess the player?
Oh my God, well done, sir.
Really, really well done. There we go.
Hello and welcome back to the 2024 Rough Cut Open. A game where your knowledge of golf history is more important than your ability to actually hit the ball. How the game works. At the end of each episode, I describe the life and career of a famous golfer. And after each clue, these accomplished professionals write down who they think it is. However many hints it takes them to get home is how many shots they took on that hole. So, if you get a par 5 after just 4 clues, you would finish that hole in 1 under par. Here are the current standings. Let's rejoin the action as the players tee off. Welcome back to Guess the Player. As Jacob hands out the scorecards for this hole, which will actually be the 10th hole of this round. So you're through the front 9.
Okay.
Excellent work, everyone. Well played.
Well, pace is much better than last year.
What did we all shoot? Front 9.
Well, it's not really to do with what you shot. It's to do with how you scored.
That's very true, actually.
So currently, it is 2 to Jacobo, 1 to Kieran Mulhall. Well done last week. 4 to Peter Finch and 4 to the Discord. So well done, Discord. You're doing a great job today. And in fact, next week, the Discord are being represented by none other than Mr. Charlie Bird, who we met when we went to the Bristol. So speaking about Bristol, that's all. Who every time I've put out the thing saying, who wants to do Guess the Player? He gets back to me just too late to do it. So we finally got it in the books. We managed to smash him out. And here we are. We're playing a par 4 today, boys.
I don't like to write the number 6, but I will just in case.
You should just write the number 1.
And then be done.
And then just accept.
Might go for Kieran's approach this week.
Just do a Kieran.
Yeah, just absolutely
write a name,
smash it straight in.
Put my pen down.
Yeah.
Yep.
I try and do that every week and this time it came off. So then.
What was that? That's 1 in 9 it works. There we go.
Yeah.
Just go straight for it.
I'll take 2 holes in 1 in a round.
Yeah. And then a couple of triples.
Yeah.
Shot number 1. This player's average driving distance in 2023 was 268 yards. This player's average driving distance in 2023 was 268 yards.
Wow. Not particularly long.
No, not a long boy.
Trying to figure it's relatively
okay.
You think you got it?
No, just put the pen down. Be polite.
Yeah, done, mate.
Do you know what it is? It's the smugness of your face.
It's just my face.
I know that, and there's nothing you can do about it, but it does look to me, every time you write your first one down, I think to myself, oh God, he's got it in one, and I've not made the clues hard enough.
It's just my face.
Right, okay. Well, you're just very confident.
You've got the resting bee face.
Yeah, the resting...
You've got the resting smug face.
Resting hole-in-one face.
There we go.
Shot number two. This golfer's father, Peter, won the 1998 Australian Open in tennis. This golfer's father, Peter, won the 1998 Australian Open in tennis. Have you got it in one?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, wow.
Like, this one's not even hard.
Yeah, right. I think I've got it. I think I've got it.
You're not supposed to get it so quickly.
Short par four, yeah?
No. Your drive hit the cart path.
Okay.
I don't know if I have, but I'm going to keep it.
Kieran's not got it.
No, I don't know.
Oh, for God's sake.
Go on.
It's actually so disappointing when you get it so quickly. It actually aggravates me, and I'm going to make it so hard next week. And none of you are going to get it. You're all doubling next week. All right? Shot number three. This is for birdie. This player's sister, Jessica, is a multiple-time LPGA Tour winner, and their brother, Sebastian, is a professional tennis player who is currently ranked in the top 50 in the world. This player's sister, Jessica, is a multiple-time LPGA Tour winner, and their brother, Sebastian, is a professional tennis player who is currently ranked in the top 50 in the world. Now, although this lot are all celebrating, like, wow, I'm the best, you're playing at home as well. So put who you put what you got in the comments below.
You're fuming.
I'm annoyed at myself.
Listen, we have an educated audience. Everyone's just like driving down the road, like, easy, 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 easy.
even I got that. Right.
But the thing is that this course so far, there's been hard holes, and this is just like one of those easy.
It's just an easy one.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. They do come along. Like, you can't make it.
Yeah, that's true.
18 holes of just like pure terror.
And listen, some people might not get it.
Exactly. But I think most people.
It's going to be very embarrassing if we don't get it now.
Yeah, if you've all got it wrong. Tap in for par. She reached world number one in 2021. She reached world number one in 2021. So you've now worked out that it is not someone from the men's side of golf.
Yeah.
Well done. You got it in one.
Did you get it?
I got it one. Yeah.
Excellent.
See, this is the only thing is that as soon as someone like Pete gets it, and you know he's probably got it, then it doesn't matter when I get it.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
That is annoying. That
it's about pride.
It is about pride.
Actually, yeah, that is annoying.
Shot number. If you haven't got it now, you're going to be over par for this hole. Shot number five for bogey. This player etched her name in the LPGA Tour record books on Sunday, winning her record-tying fifth consecutive tournament with a two-stroke victory in the Chevron Championship. This player etched her name in the LPGA Tour record books on Sunday, winning her record-tying fifth consecutive tournament with a two-stroke victory at the Chevron Championship.
Still not sure about majors being named after a company sponsored.
Yeah, doesn't feel completely right.
Wasn't it called Evian at one point?
Yeah, that's the point. It can change, which means that like someone won the Evian and someone won the Chevron.
Yeah, I don't know.
Strange.
I don't know.
If you haven't got it now, you're going to be two over for the hole, but don't worry, that's the worst you can do. Here we go. The golfer with one of the most aesthetically pleasing swings in the world, today's golfer is Nelly Korda.
Yes.
So let's have a look at how you did, because it looks like you all got it quite early. Nelly Korda for Peter, hole in one.
I got a birdie.
I got an eagle.
You both have Brian Harman first.
Short knocker.
You went straight off the short end.
Sorry, Brian.
Now, the only thing to tell you is that, unfortunately, you are sharing points with the Discord.
Thank goodness.
The Discord also got a hole in one. Well done, Charlie.
Well done.
So,
wait, do they get a
they
score?
They get a point each.
Oh, right, so they don't halve it.
No, they get a point each. So the Discord and Peter both go up to 5-2-1.
Okay, well done.
Do we get anything spelling the name correct?
Unfortunately, it's not a particularly difficult name to spell.
Yeah.
If you can name the year that her dad won the Australian Open.
Yeah, I've just told you.
You just told
did he?
1998.
I wasn't even listening.
And her mum also was a professional tennis player.
It's a sporty family.
Yeah, there's a lot of them who are just out there murdering it. Again, no one was killed.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
the greater good.
Okay.
We needed a film reference. We didn't have any film references. That was the first one.
Yeah, that was it.
That's so good. Excellent.
Like, I mean, we have to have them all the time.
We do. It's in our Twitter bio. It's in our Instagram bio.
Dry up.
Dry up the old prune.
Okay, well, just to say a massive thank you for listening and for watching. If you're not subscribed to YouTube channel, make sure you do now. If you're not already kind of notified yourself of when these podcasts are uploaded on your favorite podcast provider, you should probably do that now as well. Thanks everybody for joining us. It's nice to still be in the lead against the player, and that's probably the end of it. Thank you to Guatemala.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you,
and if you're in a country that's, you know, not quite at number one, let's do, like, I want to see, like, national campaigns coming out of your countries to get us to the top.
Yeah.
Can anyone name the, what's the capital of Guatemala?
Guatemala.
Guatemala City.
Guatemala City.
Are we all wrong, aren't we?
I don't know. But I don't
know. All right, we'll see you next week, everyone. See you later. Patrick Harrington next week. We'll see you there.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.